trucks open in an effort to stop the auto burglaries. Maybe you have a $500 deductible or whatever, so people will come by and they'll smash your window to get in. And then potentially, you know, try to steal something from your glove box or whatever. But the people in San Francisco have had enough. So literally, you can see people are leaving their trunks open so people don't break their windows to get into their cars. It's really sad. And I think they've finally gotten to the point that California politicians, including the mayor of San Francisco, the governor of California, and Nancy Pelosi in the U.S. House of Representatives have finally had enough, and they've finally said that maybe we need more police, not less police.
Yeah, refunding the police as opposed to defunding the police. It just makes a lot of sense. Now the question is, will it cause a decrease in that kind of crime? Will folks not want to be going into an open trunk? I don't know.
Well, but that's only part of the problem too, because a lot of these people, they've already been ripped off. They're going to have a minute behind bars, and then they're back out on the street without any bail, because that's what the people want in San Francisco.
Incredible, incredible. More with gentleman Jim Dallas as we move along. Stay where you are. We got a lot to do. We'll talk about what's going on in our community, looking back to 2021 and with an eye towards 2022. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Attention Nevada Patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Health officials say most Americans should be given Pfizer or Moderna vaccines instead of the Johnson & Johnson shot that can cause very rare but serious blood clots. The strange clotting problem has caused 9 confirmed deaths. Pfizer and Moderna vaccines do not come with that risk. CDC advisors say it's time to recognize a lot has changed in the last year or so.
New data from unprecedented safety tracking of all the vaccinations persuaded the panel that while the blood clots linked to J&J's vaccine remain very rare, they're still occurring, and not just in younger women as originally thought. In a unanimous vote, the advisors decided the safer Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are preferred.
That is correspondent Mike Hempen reporting. Also at townhall.com, China vows to respond after the U.S. passed a new law barring imports from the Xinjiang region. Here's correspondent Chris Bodine.
Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin said the country would take all necessary measures to safeguard its institutions and enterprises after the U.S. government imposed sanctions and other measures in response to alleged forced labor among Chinese Muslims, particularly in the northwest region of Xinjiang.
Well, some parents today kept their kids home. police stepped up patrols and educators tightened security protocols all around the schools in response to viral TikTok posts alluding to unconfirmed threats of violence that raised anxiety levels at schools nationwide. With the stress levels already soaring, many districts said they were not taking any chances. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Your power chewing dog runs through toys like they're going out of style. That's because weak toys aren't their style. They need something tougher. Your monthly subscription from Bully Make is packed with ultra durable toys and healthy treats made here in the USA, tested by tough chewers and delivered every 30 days. All backed with a satisfaction and durability guarantee. Try your first box at 40% off. Go to BullyMake.com/radio now.
Bully Make! Tougher toys for tougher play.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 204. This is your KMZQ Newsflash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, 8 hotel casinos are now taking part in this year's 8-Minute New Year's fireworks display, dubbed America's Party 2022 Deuces Wild. Fireworks are going to be launched from the MGM Grand, Aria, Planet Hollywood, Caesar's Palace, Treasure Island, The Venetian, The Strat, and the Strip's newest property, Resorts World, Las Vegas. Fireworks by Grucci will launch more than 11,500 custom pyrotechnics from the 8 rooftops. Downtown Las Vegas will also have some fireworks of its own, with the Plaza hosting fireworks again this year. Grass lawns are soon going to be illegal in the Vegas Valley. The Southern Nevada Water Authority is considering a resolution which would prohibit grass lawns in all new developments, except at schools, parks, and cemeteries. 2 decades of a drought have led to the first federally declared water shortage for Lake Mead. The Colorado River supplies about 90% of Southern Nevada's water, with about 50% of that allocation being used for irrigation. And Mr. Las Vegas has a return date to the Strip, January 24th. At the Wayne Newton Theater at Bugsy's Cabaret, 4 dates are scheduled in January alone.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Got a crash blocking the right 2 lanes, Interstate 15 southbound at Hacienda. Another incident, Interstate 15 southbound, that's at Okie. Several vehicles are involved in that one. And only 2 lanes available through the construction zone of the 515, both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue.
Gather round! I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three. Good to have you with us. And we're saving the best for last today because Tommy White joining us, business manager, Labor's Union Local 872 joining us. Tommy, how are you holding up?
I'm pretty good, Kevin. Pretty good.
Let me ask you, I know that any of us that have tested positive, and I tested positive in June of 2020, and I got to tell you, I still to this day don't know. I did originally test positive for the antibodies, which means I should be safe from getting this thing again. But no doctor that I've talked to gives me any indication of how safe I'm going to be. What is your view as a guy that's had this and you've had it bad? I was asymptomatic. You had a really tough run with it. What is your understanding of your chances of getting this thing again?
So I can tell you this. My antibodies were very high, and I believe that's not only because I had the virus, but because they gave me the blood plasma while I was in the hospital to help me get better. And then that was in December. And then in March, I went and got the vaccine. I got the Pfizer, and then I got 6 weeks later, I went and got the second shot. And I still had my antibodies tested, and so my antibodies were very high at that point too. But I do know people in my own family that wind up getting the vaccine and then getting COVID. So what I do see though is the ones that did get COVID after the vaccine, they didn't get as sick. And I've seen a few people get sick now prior to the vaccine coming out. So I know not everybody agrees with the vaccine because for whatever reasons they have, but I believe personally, because I went through it, I believe the vaccine works. I could say this, since then I've been around a few people that have COVID, and I believe because my antibodies are still pretty high, that I haven't contracted it again, knock on wood.
There are some doctors that are recommending to their patients that they rethink holiday travel, going back home to see grandma and grandpa and, sitting around the Christmas tree, having meals indoors. What about for you? I mean, is it different for you because you've had it?
You know, Kevin, it's the one thing that COVID took away from us, not only from me, but from our nation, from our citizens that live here, and it took away the whole being able to go see your family and being able to go sit down and talk to your grandparents. And I mean, I've had a lot of friends and family that they lost people around them and they weren't able to get back to see them, and it's all because they stopped. And I don't think you should allow this virus to stop you from going to see a family member, or stop you to go and having a holiday, having Christmas, spending Christmas with your family. I think everybody just needs to be a little bit careful about who they were around, and if you're around someone that's elderly and you want to make sure, you know, that you just kind of keep sanitized but this virus, it is what it is. You're going to get it or you're not going to get it. Either way, you can't stop life, and we learned that. You know, we shut this city down for a period of time, and it's kind of like, you know, think back. We lost almost a whole year
Yeah.
in life, right? And how many more of those years are we going to have to lose before we turn around and say, you know what, it is what it is. Either we're going to get this virus or we're not going to get this virus. And, I mean, you didn't hear about as many people dying from the flu prior to COVID, right? And our numbers from dying from the flu are still up there. But then again, if you listen to some of the news reports, we're the highest in the world. We have the most deaths in the world, right? So what is the United States doing that some of the other countries are not doing?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. And I'm talking about 3 or 4 years down the road when we beat this thing back and we've figured this thing out. Do you think that time is coming anytime soon?
I think it needs to come sooner than later. I'm not one on these conspiracy issues but I kind of think like every time the Democrats feel vulnerable about something, bang comes the virus again, right? So, look, we're going into 2022. You got a lot of people talking about how the Democrats are going to lose their butts in the 2022 election. And what do we get hit with? Everybody needs to stay home. Don't go out. Right?
Yeah.
So let's not do this all over again.
No, I agree with you completely. I want to ask you about we last time we had a chance to visit, we talked about looking back at 2021. I want to look ahead to 2022 in our community. What do you see in our future? There are people that are running for city government, for instance, that say that we're in desperate trouble and we got crime, we got this, we got that. Do you get a sense of what the future of our community is looking ahead to 2022?
I'll say this. I think we're, because of the stand that our sheriff took back in 2020 and 2021, I think we're a little bit safer than some of the other states, and I think that's why we need to elect Lombardo for governor because his plan is to keep us safe. I think a lot of people like to enforce fear, which to get their vote, which I'm not one that believes that. I think Las Vegas needs to come back around. We need to kind of stand up for our city, stand up for our state, let everybody know that we're not afraid to take on whatever we have to take on to continue being, the greatest state in the nation. I believe that going into 2022, as far as the laborers go, we have a lot of work coming up. We're doing a lot of solar plants. We're doing a lot of remodels. And then if you start looking past 2022, by the end of 2022, you're going to see us doing even more remodels, getting ready for the Super Bowl to come to town. And hopefully the conventions will pick up again. We had a great showing at the rodeo. Let's hope that we don't lose the rodeo. Let's keep the rodeo here. Let's try to bring back the professional bull riders again. We need to be positive going. Don't let these politicians inflict fear on us that's going to kind of coerce our way of thinking into voting for something that's not going to be there. And, I think we need to just talk open a little bit more to people, be a little bit more friendly to people, say a prayer when you have to say a prayer, and not only when you have to say a prayer, but say a prayer because we need it. And I think we'll get through this year. And as far as I'm concerned, and as far as my union is concerned, we're looking forward to Deuces Wild, like the fireworks, we're going to keep that phrase going for 2022. Deuces Wild. This is going to be our year.
I think it is too. I know that we had the bipartisan infrastructure bill. Have you seen any of these projects on the drawing board? Anything that's coming up that's going to impact your workers?
Kevin, we talked about this before. I don't think we're going to see any of that money as fast as people thought we were going to see some of that money. And I know they talk about how many millions and tens of millions are going to be coming to our state. Yeah, listen, you could give a state a bunch of money, but there's what's called planning, and there's what's called licensing, and there's what's called permitting. You don't just drop tens of millions of dollars on a state without a plan on where to spend it. And I don't think we're set. I don't think any state in this country is actually set for just getting money dropped on them and say, okay, go ahead, go do your infrastructure plan. If we do anything with the money we get, we need to figure out how to bring us some more water. I think that'd probably be one priority for us would be figuring out how we can get more water here for our state or for our city.
Do you have any ideas on that?
When we drilled, we did the tunneling under Lake Mead to kind of get away from the stagnant water and kind of let the water kind of flip around, if you want to say. I don't think we're going to wind up doing any more drilling out at Lake Mead. I mean, that was a nice job that we were on, and it worked for a while. But you know, I mean, we're a growing state, and we're always going to be a growing state. We're not going to be able to stop growth to save water. So I don't know if we're going to bring it in from Lake Powell or we're going to bring it in from Utah or I couldn't tell you where we're going to bring it in, but we have to think of a way. I mean, we sit on a big aquifer too, and you know, if we could think of a way on how to utilize some of that water, we might be okay.
Coming up, we'll talk some sports, because sports is being impacted by the pandemic. We've got some postponements, some rescheduling, including the Raiders. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax-free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com code QUOTE.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as Governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for Governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Tommy White, business manager, Labor's Union Local 872, joining us. And your beloved team, the Raiders, were supposed to play tomorrow night. It was going to be all kinds of fun and, national TV audience. But now the game with the Brownies has been pushed back to Monday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Who's going to be around to watch it?
Yeah, exactly. Who's going to be around to watch it? And then... then you got what? You got a week until the game on the 26th, right? So are they going to push that back too to give them enough rest? So I don't know. I don't know how they make their decisions, Kevin. And I mean, I'm not that far into Roger Goodell's mind on how he makes his decisions or who makes his decisions for him, but. I don't know. They probably would have been better off just postponing the game to the following, just moving all the games back 1 week instead of just moving a Saturday game to a Monday.
Yeah. But then that means that, what, you have to push the Super Bowl back?
No. You got a two-week span in between the end of the season and the Super Bowl. So, I mean, I'm sure they could have juggled it around or have it on a Thursday night,
Yeah.
But,
I can't tell
you how the NFL thinks.
No. I mean, they dance to their own drummer. I'm just curious what you think of the Raiders at this point as we embark on Week 15.
Well, I would love to see them win, of course, but I don't think they're going to be able to pull off the next three games. So they might be able to pull off one out of the three, but usually history has shown with the Raiders. They start off great, they flop, and then that continues probably most likely towards the last game of the year.
The National Football League is such a cruel sport that all of these teams, they get to Thanksgiving and then all of a sudden they look up at the calendar and they say, well, I guess we better start playing. And all of a sudden you have teams kicking it into high gear.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, Raiders went through a lot this year, and hopefully next year they'll get some good picks in the draft, and they'll be able to prove something. I mean, they're going to have a lot to prove if they're going to try to get into the Super Bowl in 2024. So,
yeah, wouldn't that be great? And I got to ask you about that. We just found out the other day that we are getting the Super Bowl in 2024. What do you make of that? I don't know how many Super Bowls you've been to. I've been to about six covering sports back in the day, and there's a uniqueness to that event the way, you know, all the small business jets start flying in about Tuesday or Wednesday of Super Bowl week, and there's just an excitement that's generated by the Super Bowl. What do you make of this, and what do you think the economic impact will be on our community?
Well, we'll start with the economic impact. I think it's going to be great. I mean, usually the setup for the Super Bowl starts.